Today's daf in Masechet Shviit Yerushalmi, brought to you from indeed Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Mem Chet, which is connected to Memchas Dvorim Shatera Niknes Behem, and we're holding here at Halacha Beis, and we are talking about now, after we finished yesterday's Gemara, and yesterday's Gemara dealt with the different Aratzot that were nogea in Eretz Yisrael, the Eile Mitzrayim, the Eile Bavel, and the differences between specific places where they were, gave them the Kedusha of Eile Bavel and places that were left outside of that Kedusha, with the resultant implications in various issues, such as Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, Tumas Avir Eretz Ha'amim, the Dinim of Shvias, the Dinim of Meiser, and so on. Now we move on to talk about the dinim of Surya. Now, Surya, of course, is a completely different issue. Surya, remember, is the area that was captured by David HaMelech, and he captured it, Aram Tzova, and those areas that he went to war for, he captured it before he concluded the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael. And so, the question is, whether this is a big machlokas that we had in different places, whether there is a problem because of that, because of going to war and expanding the boundaries in ways that still did not do your basic chiyav of actually being kevesh there. It's Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava you on, and instead you go and capture other places, or whether the issue of kivush yochid is that it's shelo al pi bezdin with kol Yisrael behind you, and therefore it's called yochid. That's the point. But whatever the idea is, Surya was considered to be a kivush yochid, and therefore did not really have the dinim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, you'd think, okay, so then it gets the din where it's like Chutzlarts, and that was the third set. The third set was in Yonim, where Shvias has no application whatsoever, which is like Chutzlarts. However, that is not the din of Surya. The Gemara is going to explain here why isn't it the din of Surya. That we'll see. But Lamaisa min Rabbanan, there were takanas benogea Surya. And what was the takana? That osin betalush besuria, but lo b'mechubar. Whoa. Okay. So now this is bichlal, a major issue in how to understand the relationship between Tolush and Mechubar in general. Now remember, when we had all of our introductory learning in the Mishnayos, and we talked about at great length the understanding of the pasuk of why the Torah says, Esfiach tzircha lo teglaket vet inve nizirecha lo tiftzor. What exactly does that mean? That you're not allowed to take the Paris of Shvias at all? And remember, we had big machlokas in between the Rishonim. Does that mean if you were over on being Shomer your Peres, that then you're not allowed to take them at all, and that there's an Isra of Shomer? Or does it mean lo tiftzar kidderech habotzrim, meaning that if you are the owner, you have to show that you're not taking it as an owner, but you're just taking it as a stranger? And that would mean that you do things you don't take in a lot, you only take enough at a time. Or does it mean that if you're doing any kind of work, you have to do that work with a shinui, and it's not only the way that you do the gathering in? Now, remember that these were big machlokas, and the Rambam held that you have to do a shinui. That shinui would be on anything that you do, even things that are no longer mechuber to the karka, which is that the whole concept that the Torah is being mechayev you in is doing things that are shinuyim. So then it's a question, doing things that are shinuyim even to peres that were left hefker, and you're mechuyev to treat, everybody's mechuyev to treat hefker peres in ways that are different, or only peres that are shmurim have to be done? Only peres that are shmurim would have to be done with a difference. And then the question is, what if they were Paris that weren't even owned by Jews? What if these were fields that were owned by Goyim? Would there also be a Kedusha Shvias that would be Mechayev you to change the way you deal with them if you're going to be working with them? These are all the questions that we're going to be analyzing here and see if we could bring any raya to the various shitas. As usual, there's so many different girsaot and so many changes in the girsa that is brought by the Gra in order to make things work out according to one sheet or another. So we'll talk about the most obvious way of learning it. So the pashtus here that it's saying in the Mishnah is that anything that had to do with something that was mechuber lekarka, there was no iser that was put in Surya at all. And that means that we're talking over here, according to those shitas. Now, those shitas are generally called the shita of the Rashi Shanz. His shita is that the only time that there's an iser is where the soda was actually watched. So then that would mean that if we're saying over here you can do whatever you want, the only chiddush that would be that you can do it if it's not mechuber, according to the Rashi Shita, is that it actually is a field that was kept shamur, either by a Jew, who was kept shamur, and he was over on the dinim, or even, as we're going to see later on, depending on the girsa, even if it was a goy who protected the peres, that those peres would be chayev in these dinim of shinuyim. That's going to be the mashma'ut of our Gemara. We're going to see that our Gemara today is a contemporary violent issue between Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim. How to learn today's Gemara. Amazing. That's how contemporary it is. So, what this would mean is that, for example, you could do Disha, you could be Zoreh. So if you have your grain that was no longer Mechuber Lekarka, so you could thresh the grain, you could winnow the grain, you could take your grapes and you could make wine, Dorchin, so you could tread over the grapes, you could be Ma'amrim, you could take your Tfuah, pile it up, but you could not be Kotzer, you couldn't harvest your grain. You could not be botzer, which of course is the same thing, except in Lashon HaKodesh, we have different words for every species of the concept of the gathering them in is done either with Ketzira or Betzira or Mesika. Okay, so you cannot do Ketzira for grain, you cannot do Betzira for grapes, you cannot do Mesika for olives, and so on. Why? Because that is dealing with them while they are mechuber lekarka, and that the Chachomim asered when it comes to Shvias. Klal omar Rabbi Akiva, koshika yotzebo mutar ba'aretz, anything that in Eretz Yisrael is mutar midiraisa, even though there's a takana drabonan that you're not allowed to do it, that is even lechatchila mutar in Surya. That's the easiest way to remember it, and that osinoto b'Surya. So all of the issues that have to do with mechuber lekarka, those things are an iser diraisa. But once you already did the processing of the mechuber lekarka, and you did the betzira, and you did the ketzira, you did the mesika, then it's only aser min rabbanan. So those things are not aser in chutz la'aretz, in Surya, meaning, at all. Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. Osin betolosh besurya, and Amre b'yabohu. So what that means is, why did we make such a gezerah? Why couldn't we allow Surya to be treated like chutz la'aretz totally? Because shelo yu holchin u'mishtake'im sham. We don't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael to move to Surya. So if you were allowed to treat Surya like chutz la'aretz, it's close by to Eretz Yisrael. It comes Shvias. People are nervous about making a living. So they move to Surya. But we don't want people to move to Surya. So because of that, we put the dinim of Shvias on Surya. So I don't understand. So if that's the case, why didn't we also aser betolosh? I mean, what's the point of saying betolosh? It's okay. But mechuber, it's not okay. It's the same question, no? So betolosh lamahu mutar. Make up your mind. No. Because mingod luchome revacha koriv lo nafik. So this is our girsa. There's a totally different girsa of the Rush, which we'll talk about. But the pashtus of our gersa means, since an oni who is worried about making a parnasa, he sees that he could get by with the parnasa nearby, so because of that, he's not going to leave Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, if you assert everything, then he would give up. And he would say, you know what? I'm going to move to France. God only knows. I mean, I got to produce my wines. Alone, because smelling those French wines right now. So he might move to France. So because of that, we have to strike a balance. He's got to see that he can make some money without moving to France. But he also has to see that it is not worth moving permanently to Syria. So therefore, we strike a very delicate balance in which he feels he can survive, so he doesn't have to leave. But on the other hand, there's no point in moving. I mean, he's going to be able to be a migrant worker. So that's okay. Okay, so this is one of the ways of learning, and that would be the girsa that we have. Now, there's a totally different girsa, which is it uses the lashon of making a small amount of money, which we'll get to. But first, let's take a look at the pashtus of the sugya, the way that we're learning it. Fine. So it looks very nice. Now, the problem is that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bon, he questioned in Rabbi Mona, and asked Shaila, would you be allowed to work with a goy to do the grinding of the grain in Eretz Yisrael during Shvias? So now I understand that we're talking about grinding. Obviously, it's no longer mechuber. And the question is, if there's this difference, I want to understand what the takana was. If they said you're not allowed to do work on the peres, okay, so then obviously it doesn't matter who it would belong to. But if they answered only the normal concept of Shemitah, which is don't act as if you are the owner. So then if that's the case, the goy is not usher to act as the owner, and you're not doing anything wrong in helping him. That's the question. And he answered him, Omarle, read the Mishnah, and you'll understand. It's clear from the Mishnah. The Masnisa Amra Shu usher. It would obviously be usher to Tanina. Osin betolosh besuria avalo b'mechuber. Now tell me, who owns the land in Syria? You're telling me that Ba'aretz, it's not the same as in Syria. What's the din in Syria? That you can only do it betolosh, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, it would be asur afilo betolosh. Now, what we're talking about is, who is the one that it would be asur, that we're answering it to? I mean, if you're talking about Syria, so then the mashma'ut is that we're dealing over there with things that are belonging to goyim. And we're saying that those same things that we're being matter you to do in Syria, we are not going to be matter you to do in Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that it was a goy that owned the actual karka. Now, this is a disaster, because obviously, as you know, the whole concept of the heter mechira is selling the land to a goy, and if it belongs to a goy, then the peres would be mutter. And now you're coming along and telling me, in this Gemara, that we can learn out from Surya that the same thing that in Surya belonged to a goy that was mutter to do betolosh, in the same situation in Eretz Yisrael, would be usher to do betolosh. Alone, the wine. You're going to end up joining Richie. He's convinced he's going to go to sleep during Shemitah. So that would mean that the equivalent case in Eretz Yisrael is usher. So how would there ever be a heter to, there's no heter at all of selling the land, because even if it belongs to a goy, it's usher. Now, as you know, this is the big machlokas that started all the way back in Tzfat. between Reb Yosef Karo and between the Mabit, and has become the big machlokas between Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim. And the Pas HaShulchan, which is the Talmud of the Gra, paskind like Reb Yosef Karo, that it's mutter. And in Bnei Brak, the Chazon Ish paskind like the Mabit. Because of that, in Bnei Brak, you cannot buy from any of the stores in Yerushalayim that claim to be kosher because they were purchased from land owned by Goyim, and they have all these deals with the Arabs that they bring in Arab-grown tomatoes. That is straight out and out usher, according to Bnei Brak, based on this Gemara. What are you going to do with this Gemara? This Gemara says beferish. Now, Lamaisa, the fact is that that was part of the back and forth between Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Mabit. And Rabbi Yosef Karo answered. That's a pretty weak answer. But Rabbi Yosef Karo answered. And he said, when it says over here, the peros of a goy, it doesn't mean the peros of a goy that were grown by a goy. It means peros that were bought by a goy from those lands that were actually owned by Jews. Okay, that is a very big problem, as we'll see as we go along. But in any event, you should just know that the big issues that are nogea contemporary kashrus during Shemitah have to do very deeply with today's daf, and it was bitter and remains a bitter machlokas. Okay, so now, in a place, amokom shu ne'echal v'lo ne'evad. So what are those places? Those, we said, those are all the places of Eile Mitzrayim where the Eile Bavel did not settle there. What would be the din about renting out your animal? Would you be allowed to rent out an animal in those places? Now, we know that for sure in Eretz Yisrael, you can't rent out to someone. We had this before. If someone is choshud ala shviyas, then you're not allowed to rent out, at least according to the way the machlokes b'shem and b'shem, unless we know that there's a basis for doing something that would be kosher with it. So to sell your behema, Basil said maybe you would want to eat it. So even though normally it's used for plowing, we have the same sugin babakama, according to Basil, it would be mutter. But to rent? Why would you be mutter to rent? The guy's certainly not going to shech to eat a cow that he rented. It must be that he's renting in order to be able to work his field. But it's us to work the field. So can you rent out your animal there or not? That is the issue. So how far did we go? I mean, this would be sort of a gezera, the Rabbanan on a gezera. We only asr doing the work in Shemitah mid Rabbanan, and now we would be asring renting out your cow because you'll come to be over on having your cow being mechazik, somebody's working during Shemitah. So what's the din? So Rabbi Levi Tzanbaria, Sha'al Rabbi Yitzchak L'Rabami, and they said it's also, you can't even rent out your animal to do malacha in an area where the malacha is also. Rabbi Hoshaya, when people did rent out their animals, he would force them to use the money that they had gotten for the rental and to give them to goyim, so that he didn't even allow them to have enough from it. So, why? Obviously, because he held it was usher, no? No. Lo mishum du usher. Truth is, he really agreed that Reb Yitzchak and Reb Ami are mutter. And so he basically holds against that shita. He holds that there's no isser. It would be a drabona and a drabona. The only reason that he holds that it's usher is because shalol yachid behem toim goy. He holds that goyim rent animals for sex, and therefore he asr that, not because of shviyas. He stam asr the renting of the animals out to goyim, and we saw that there's a lot of that in the Bavli we had, where is it usr? And because of that, it has something to do with our issue. Now, let me bring, and here's where we'll see the bigger problems of the shita of Rabbi Yosef Karo. So, when we talk about the difference in Surya, manan kayamim, what type of parish are we talking about in Syria that you're not allowed to work with them if they're mechuber l'karka, but you are allowed if they're not mechuber l'karka? If these were pairs of shishis, so memela, they were already gadol shlish, if we're talking about tvua b'shishis, or if we're talking about peres, then it means that the chanota was b'shishis, and they were left there. We didn't do anything during shviyas with them. So then, even in Eretz Yisrael itself, these pairs are not kadosh b'kedusha shviyas, and it goes according to pair of shviyas. If we're talking about pair of shviyas that were already yotzel l'shminis, so the yotzel pair of the mitzvah shviyas, then it says over here that you're not allowed to do harisha, but the din is you are allowed to do harisha. Because if it wasn't at all harvested, and now it's finally ready to be harvested, why can't you do the harisha? You can only not do the ktsira because it's pair of shviyas. But the harisha we said you're allowed to do, and here it said you're not allowed to do. It said you can't do any work with them while it's mechuba. So what we must be talking about is peres shviyas, actually b'shviyas. And Rav Huna once came to Tzur. Now Tzur has a din of Syria. And he told people, you are not allowed to water your fields. Also on Hadash Kayata, because if you're watering your field, then you're dealing with mechuber. Rav Yossi heard this, and he says, that's outrageous. Is this actually, sorry, Rav Yossi, the shot we'll take is that it's not Lashon Tema v'ya'ut. It's actually the correct approach, because after all, if you're watering it, aren't you watering actual mechuber? Esther Gemara, what do you mean? But you're allowed to water, even during shviyas. Mashkin beit hashlachin b'moed u'b'shviyas. It's a beferish mishnah in moed katan, that if it's a type of field that requires irrigation, then you're allowed to irrigate even during shviyas. If you have things that are growing there that are from perashishis, and these things are going to die, you're allowed to keep them alive. Well, we do that all the time, keep things alive during shviyas. So how could Rav Huna say you're not allowed to watering? I mean, that means you're not allowed to do watering even on a Beis HaShlachin. It's mutter even in Eretz Yisrael, and he's asking it in Sur, in Syria. Amar Rav Yudin, no. The Mishnah was talking about Beit HaShlachim, where it actually is planted. And over there, if you don't water it, then anything that you planted, the zroim that are there, are going to be just dried out, and you'll destroy the crop. That's what zroim shabo. You're allowed to save your flowers and your things from before shviyas and shviyas. But here, what Rav Huna said to them is you're not allowed to water your land in order to soften it to be able to do work on the land. That's awesome. That's what he was talking about. Says Rabbi Mana, if you're talking about the seeds, then you should be allowed to do harisha. Because we said that if you have a field that needs harisha in order to save the seeds so that the water should be able to penetrate, you'd be doing the harisha too. So then it doesn't make sense. So then why is he saying that the harisha would be usher? Don't know. We do not have a pshat in the Gemara according to these approaches. Okay, Rabosai, I suppose we'll have to put off further discussion. It's quite late. And we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem, B'Sha'a Tova U'Mutzlachat, B'Yeshuas Hashem, Ke'arafayin, tomorrow, if we are Zocha to be together again. Thank you so much, everybody. And thank you, Mr. Gavi, for your wonderful tours and bringing us closer to the Sadei Soaretz. And we'll see you all. Bezrat Hashem, Barnea even gave us a little bit of a tour today, and Baruch Avram is giving us a wonderful tour of, he's not telling us what's growing, and he's not telling us whether he's going to replace his dogs with geese, but he is taking us on a tour. You want to give us a moment of explanation?
Hi, Rabbi, I'm guiding. We're overlooking the valleys of Shem, and you're looking at Har Gerizim and Har Ebal right now.
Excellent. And what are we looking at with... What are we looking at with Baruch Avram?
Well, it looks like this field has not been sowed with anything. But further down, we can see wheat fields over there. There is over there are carrots. That's what I know so far.
And as far as replacing your dogs with a goose, what's your determination? Okay. All right, so Mamish Ashreinu Shezachino, three tours of Eretz Yisrael in one day, absolutely beautiful. All right, everyone, I look forward to having From the River to the Sea. Mian Nahar HaGadol Nahar Prat Ad HaYam HaGadol Yeh Gvuchem. Okay, go to it.